Wake up in the morning. Your new number one morning show in the 505. Double J in the morning.
I need to apologize for my daughter.
Who is this?
It's my mom.
Lindsay told me that you are sexually attracted to me. Is that true?
No.
Seriously. If my wife passed away.
Oh, come on. You're ridiculous.
I know you're saying that because the sexual frustration is pent up in you.
No.
Uh-oh. My wife is calling right now. Hold on.
This is about to be a girl fight.
Are you out of your mind? I died in the car crash. When you come home, I'm going to kill you.
See?
Are you crazy?
Okay, wait a second. But wait a second. Okay, wait a second.
23 seconds. That sexual frustration at its finest. Why would she leave for 23 seconds?
Isn't it the best 23 seconds of your life, though, hon?
Say no.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
You didn't even take
3 years, and we probably have like an hour all together.
Having a bad morning? Laugh it off. With Double J in the morning. Every morning. Power 106.7.
Usher, my man, can I just say, do you know how much money you have cost me in child support because of because of your music, man?
I thought I was helping you, my bad.
I want to know how come I can't be in an Usher. Like, how does one apply to be in an
First
Usher?
Of all, who's this? Is this Double J?
Yeah, that's Double J.
Double J, yeah.
Double J, do you know how to dance?
No, I do not, Usher, but you know
what? Okay, well, then that's right here. That's
a one. You got a code two-step jig, man.
You got so much time that you need to spend with your child because you're going through child support issues. That's two. Three.
Yeah.
If you just spend a little time with me, maybe I can help you out. Let me give you a few moves. You know what I'm saying?
What's your confession?
All right, well, me and my girl, we decided to get a stripper.
Okay.
And my girl's, you know, she knows, she's like, oh, I could get it, let me order, you know. When they knock on the door, it ends up being a dude.
Oh, my darn.
So, you know, instead of sending him away, we were like, well, you know, let's just have a good time. So I stayed there in the living room and watched, but I didn't tell nobody because I didn't want nobody to think I was liking dudes.
But, sir, you do like dude, don't you?
No.
Sir, did you enjoy the show?
Yeah.
Then you like dudes, dog.
First step is admitted.
Listen, you may be the only man who has come out the closet for some T-Pain tickets.
Double J in the morning.
Who do you find more attractive out of these two guys? Do you find Double J more attractive or LB?
I'd have to say LB.
Why?
He just looks like a big teddy bear.
And what's wrong with Double J?
He just looks kind of scary. I feel like he looks like someone who'd shoot my grandma or something.
Power 106.7.
How does a guy not know that he's dating a girl with a prosthetic leg?
Right? Like, how does he not feel that?
You've been dating her for a couple months. Do you just think she walks with a gangster limp?
Maybe she's just really good at it. She just flows. Glides.
She's like a gazelle. She's got one of those legs with how it's all curved.
Do they have like feet on the bottom of those things?
She probably doesn't have the high tech one. She's probably got the one that looks like a real leg.
Oh, okay.
Well, you put like a high top on it, but then like if you roll down the high top, you realize it's not an ankle, it's a spring. How do you walk in and not go, creak?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it can't be that flawless.
She's got to keep a can of WD-40 in her purse.
Okay.
4 times a month, I'm going to the store to get tampons. That's weird to me because I thought it was only once a month.
It is.
But it's 4 times a month I get tampons.
No.
Yeah. Because I think I'm buying tampons for all our friends, too. Like,
what the hell? Continue your story. I'm
you know how there's people that are like the heads of clubs?
Yeah.
I think my wife is the head of a menstruation club. And that's the only thing I can come up with on why I have to buy tampons 4 times a month.
That makes
and
sense.
And like her
that
friends will come over and they'll leave with little paper bags.
Well, you're just the supplier?
Yeah, like I did, like I'm like the Walter White of tampons here in Albuquerque.
Hi.
You cheated, correct?
Yeah, I cheated.
So how long did you cheat on your husband before you told him?
I did it probably like 10 or 11 times. And then I did feel guilty afterwards. But at the time, I wasn't really thinking about it.
Well, you told him. You told him pretty much knowing the relationship was over.
I kind of knew. Because when I told him, I like had him go outside. I was like, I gotta tell you something. Because I met this guy at the hotel. And then when
Did you just say you met a guy on Ho Hill?
No.
Is that where all the hoes go and hang out in Albuquerque? Ho Hill?
Where is Ho Hill?
Where the hell?
It's right next to the crest.
Double J in the morning.
You know, I started going bald at a young age. My dad, for Christmas, he bought me a can of spray on hair. for Christmas. And then he was like, why don't you go use it? And I'm all, because it's spray on hair. And this was before, like, I was still in denial. So, like, I had a shaved head, but I just used clippers, right? So I still had stubble and stuff, you know? So my dad goes, well, why don't you go use it, son? I go, no, Dad, I'm cool. Like, and he keeps pressing me, right? So I go into the bathroom with my can of spray on hair.
Oh, no.
I spray it on. I was looking good. Until I walk back out, my mom and dad decided they were going to crank up the heater because it's Christmas. I start sweating hair down my face. Lindsay, you know when your boyfriend beats you, how your mascara runs when you cry? Like, that's what my hair... Wait, what? LB, you have 45 seconds to feel around in there and grab what's inside the mystery box.
I gotta grab it?
Yes, you need to grab what's inside the mystery box.
Come on, bro.
All right, here we go. You ready, LB? Go!
What is that, bro? Oh, my God! He got pokies, bro. What is that? Oh, my God! Bro, I can't pick it up. It's got spokes. It got pokies. What is that? Jake, I feel like a porcupine, bro. What is it? Oh, my God. I can't stand you.
LB, come on. You got to figure out what's inside the mystery box. Let's go. LB, take the blindfold off and look what's in your hand.
Oh, you suck, bro. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a cactus. Oh, wow.
Hey, Double J, love your face. This is Lindsay's mom.
Lindsay feels that you are attracted to me.
Oh, you had.
And that you have a crush on me.
Is she saying that because you look like my husband?
Yes, absolutely. Do you find me attractive?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you get me to do stuff like this on the radio, Lindsay.
That's a yes, isn't it? That's a yes.
That's a faux show.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being your husband's doppelganger, what am I in your book?
You know what? I'm going to say 7.
Oh, you totally want me. Your mom wants me. Your goal today, knock on a neighbor's door, see if they will give you some weed for your headache. So,
All right. You
have 30 seconds beginning right now to try and get some weed from one of your neighbors. Here we go. Ready, okay. Set, go.
Yeah. They're emptying the door.
Okay.
Hi, I'm your neighbor next door. Okay, this might be kind of weird, but do you have any marijuana? I ran out of my prescription.
Oh, no. Sorry.
You don't have any at all?
No!
Double J in the morning.
Every day I wake up laughing.
Weekday 6 to 10.
I woke up in the morning.
The LS Morning Show. Power 106.7.